Surely this familiar scripture is enhanced by the suspenseful, passionate, foreboding, and lovely music we've just heard. The lens, if you like, of the arts and music help the meanings shimmer, but perhaps don't resolve, because we're still trying to figure out what the heck Jesus meant when he said, "Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and give unto God what is God's." My neighbors took me to a movie recently that I probably wouldn't have seen. It's the kind you need 3D glasses for. By the way, it's Cave of Forgotten Dreams, which is an interesting documentary about artwork from 30,000 years ago found in the caves of France. But as you know, 3D glasses bring some things more alive, just as our music did to the text. I invite you this morning to imagine we have 3D glasses readily available in our congregation. The lenses are called, say it after me, faith, social justice, and the arts. And what does it mean to bring these 3D lenses to the scripture this morning? I'm only going to take a few minutes. Well, social justice. Let's set the context for this scripture. You know that Palestine was under Roman occupation. You know that people were fed up with paying taxes, the 99%, going to support the 1% in Rome, if you like, and paying for the very army that was occupying them. And then what do they get? One more tax. It was called the census. Now, the census was not signing up to get your name registered so you can vote. The census meant registering for a head tax that every single person had to pay as tribute to the Roman emperor, just to be sure where their allegiance was. And you got a little Roman coin called a denarius, and on one side was the image of the emperor, and on the back, just so you knew for sure, was the inscription that the emperor was the divine god. So you can imagine people aren't too happy with the system. Jesus took it on in his own way by overturning the tables of the money changers in the temple. And then, a short time afterwards, he is visited by, I'll say, a group of politicians, different factions, trying to entrap him, because it was kind of a lose-lose question. You've heard the question. Tell us what you think. Is it lawful or not to pay taxes to the emperor? They meant, of course, this very specific head tax. Well, if Jesus said it was not lawful, boom, they could arrest him, because in fact, it was the law. They could arrest him, put him on trial, and get the deed done. But if he said it was not lawful, if he said it was lawful, he'd lose his popularity with the more passionate demonstrators who wanted the system changed and were resisting the Roman Empire. So it was a fine line he was walking. That's the context through a social justice lens. Okay, let's put on our arts lens. An image of the emperor in a coin. I'm not well versed in religious art over the centuries, but I can imagine all the icons and images that have been created. Perhaps it's more challenging to imagine what would be an image of God. How do we paint images of God and not just empires? First, we get a taste of Jesus' artful dodger, right? He's got incredible witty verbal skills. Perhaps he's had theater training. He was working on a stone quarry just 4 kilometers away for a theater. Perhaps he had stand-up comic training. You had to have some sense of humor to take on challenging the powers that be. But the verbal arts, that we associate with comedy and theater and raconteurs and debaters were all present in his presence, holding a nonviolent space, providing a model for his followers about how to engage with hostile questioners. That's one form of the arts. Okay. You know what his answer was, and we're still trying to figure that out. But the answer was astonishing, because by asking his questioners to produce a Roman coin, he'd already shown that they too were compromised, because they weren't supposed to bring Roman coins into the temple. Lens of faith. What does it mean then to render unto God the things that are God? Well, in the context of the image of the emperor been on the coin, Jesus was subtly reminding everybody that we are created in the image of God. To whom do we belong? God. What is God's? Everything. Is Caesar the divine God? No, even though it says so on the head tax coin. And if we are created in the image of God, how do we spend our one wild and precious life? How do we spend the currency of our time, our earnings, our savings, our talents, our thoughts, our choices? How do we spend the currency of our one wild and precious life? I won't answer the question. It shimmers with layers of meaning for you, as does our scripture, made more alive through the 3D lenses of faith, justice, and the arts. I'll now invite Lynn Goetz to come forward. It's been just a total delight working with Lynn as chair of the board's Center for Faith, Justice, and Arts Implementation Committee. And Lynn is going to give us an update.